everyone. Aren't you guys so excited? We have a new president and we have a black woman in office. I think that's a major accomplishment. You know, this election gave us so much anxiety, didn't it? I think everybody might have had a real shift in anxiety and we got issues with income. A lot of people probably felt angry. This election was definitely stressful. I mean, I think people feel like we didn't have any control over the process, and it was very overwhelming. We need to know if we got some rights, and I guess the powers of be, and when we are the powers, the masses came out and we spoke. So me and my friends, we sat down and just have a little quick convo about everything that was going on and just have a listen. That's what we do. We sit, we talk to each other, and we talk out our issues. Self-therapy, I think a lot of people do self-therapy, and you talk to your friends and you probably try to get your answers way before going to professional, huh? But anyway, it's exciting. People are frustrated and ready for change. People are tired of the candidate. We grew tired of the candidates representing parties and establishing establishments that came in and just wanted, just to be heard. They didn't want anything from us. They just wanted to steal votes. But now we have some direction. We have a president. We have a vice president that has a great agenda for our middle class. Maybe they'll take the load off. I'm willing to see. But let's check out our convo. Let's check out what we are going to do, or some ideas that we have during this election. I'll let you tune in the show. No, you don't.
But now the thing about it is that for two reasons. Because Obama trusted Biden to make him his VP, that's why he kind of ruled up. Then look and see what you did. It was his time. Mm-hmm. And so there, because he was trying to use that as an excuse to say, well, it is rigged, because you're telling me that all you guys love Obama and he had more more votes, popularity votes than Obama.
Because at this time now you got Republicans and Democrats working together to get you removed from where you at.
I mean, anytime Kanye leaves with 60,000 votes, everybody was like, just put my money there. I don't care.
Oh, wow.
He's like, anytime
Kanye
got 60,000. And then they had a picture of him getting up talking about something. Will I run next year?
Oh, my God. No, sir. Please sit down.
He had posted some talking about this is the first time that I feel like I trust who the president is going to go vote for myself. That's what Kanye said. That's mental health at its best, baby.
I don't know.
And I love it because the internet didn't even drag
on
what they said. We're
going to
go ahead and
you're going to skip over what he said. Yeah,
we're not going to even give Jay his time. We're going to go ahead and
I don't know what's going on with him. Oh, baby.
He's so lost.
He is. And while, you got all that money and won't go get the help you need?
Exactly. Yeah, I know he gets the support, that he is from others, but he turns it down.
But that's the whole thing. I was listening to David Letterman. He got this whole TV show or whatever. It's on Netflix or whatever. It's like after the next person up or something, whatever. But Jay-Z spoke on Kanye because he was like,
Jay, you and Kanye, y'all still cool? He's like, yeah, that's family.
Right.
Yeah. He said it's family. Kanye, he said, the whole thing of what y'all seeing in Kanye now is he's always been that person.
Yeah.
He was like, it's nothing different. It's nothing different. He's like a little brother. Mm-hmm. That little brother who irritates you and itch your skin, right. that's him.
That's
and he
him.
Said, and you never, and that's just what he is. And he's not going to stop being. Exactly. He said, you're talking about a guy who came and performed for me in a studio and stood up on top of the table in the middle room just so I can hear him. That's he said he's been had that energy ever since, and that's just him. It'd be hard to believe, but that's Ye. So
yeah,
he's always been that person.
And I think that maybe he's forced to hide it because of his image, and now
he's
reached a certain point
that he don't want to do it anymore.
He seemed like he got a lot worse when his mom passed.
He definitely did.
Because he was. What Jay-Z said.
But you know, mothers help hold you at bay.
Yeah.
His mom died.
But
Kim back
tries to
stick in now. She does. But it got to be love.
It's
love. It ain't got to. Everybody was like thinking, like, oh, it's money. She tried. No, she loved him.
The only time she was going to say is like when he started saying crazy stuff about her and the family.
She's saying if he has issues and he needs help.
Yeah.
It's what she say about her.
Exactly.
But she ain't going nowhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. She just needs to that's love though for you. You know, you gotta deal with the good and the bad.
That's the only time he went and took something back. He's like, okay, I apologize. Like somebody.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only person that I feel like can get to him outside of maybe JC, but their dynamic has changed.
Because I'll never forget the look on Beyonce's face when he got on stage and took that mic from
Taylor Swift.
She was so, Beyonce was so embarrassed.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
All you had to do was look at her, she was like,
she was. Cause she don't like stuff like that.
She don't like confrontation.
She don't like confrontation.
Publicly.
Yeah.
And she don't want the attention towards her.
Yeah.
And you know, people see it as negative and they throw her in it, you know. Mm-hmm. They also had an article when they said Jay-Z and I forgot who it was. They were all in the restaurant. You know how guys start talking loud and all that type of stuff. And I guess it was a male waiter, you know. So they, get you some money. Like that, and they were just saying little stuff. I don't know. Maybe the guy rubbed him wrong or did something.
Right.
And they said Beyonce the very next day sent him like a gift and some, you know, like $1,000 or something like that because that's just her character, you know. And you know, but they were drunk and it was no excuse, but she went in there and said, you know, certain things like that just to kind of blow it over. But I think that's kind of how she is. She's like, I don't want that on me.
Right.
And I think with Kanye, that's one of the things that she didn't like for Kanye and Kim to bring to their life is because they were just wild for a while. It was just
mm-hmm.
So
it's something, y'all. But it's
something
else.
It is. But when he said he gonna vote for himself, I said, I
ain't
with you
today. I'm gonna lie.
That's what he.
I mean, if I was running, I would vote for myself too.
Oh,
so I understand it. You know,
since he said it for the
you know, at least I know one person got it.
Exactly.
Right.
But it's a whole speech to say today's the birthday. I'm finally gonna vote for a president that I really trust. That's me. I'm like,
wow.
And then you see he had like a shadow of him like getting up.
Oh my god.
I'm like,
Then Weezy.
Explain that to me.
I do not. I think, okay.
I'm saying, I need help.
Okay, let me break it down. I'm going to break it down just a little bit. Because he's a millionaire, he can't see from our level. He haven't been able to see from, he's been in the business. So we not on his level. So I can't think like Weezy and be like, I don't care. I understand.
Okay.
I want to spend $750 on taxes too.
Yep, that's
good. If I'm bringing in millions, so I get it. So it's like I can't judge him because he ain't on my level. He can't see when I can't even understand
right.
this level of where this man is. So,
no,
so that's just what it is.
A lot of the celebrities, a lot of rappers, and all that, they was all like they didn't want to go with Biden because of the tax part.
Yeah,
that was the biggest
thing.
And so even when he won, everybody was like, yeah, congratulations. But then there was this guy that went back was like, oh, it was Asian Dow, it was I can't remember the other two, but Weezy, it was someone else, and he had Malcolm X speaking next that just had said that, you know, back in the day, you know, you didn't see like a lot of white people become like, you know, a part of the vote, you know, or how they bring people in, but they always want to use black people as puppets. Mm-hmm. You know, they say you don't see a lot of white people on stage to say I endorse, you know, or maybe back
right.
in the day,
yeah.
but, they say, but they always want to tote us around because what do we do? Because that's our favorite rapper, that's our favorite, right. you know, basketball
and,
rapper.
And that's who they're trying to influence, us.
And so they go and get the people that they feel like, you mm-hmm. know, we look up to and made it because these are the people that made it from where you're at, so we're gonna, you know, make them puppets.
Mm-hmm. But see, and that's too, Donald Trump did that because that's always been Donald Trump's thing. Mm-hmm. Because from The Apprentice, he's all about business. Yeah, that's business. That's good. That's business. That's a business tactic.
But
that's
they fall right into it.
That's advertisement.
They fall right into it.
Yeah.
And that's kind of where it was, like where a lot of people though, when they're like, oh, 50 Cent and IQ too, because mm-hmm. everybody took all them, they got money. They
yeah.
got millions of dollars, so they're just looking at it one way, but it's
yeah.
like, but you're not looking at the integrity of the nation being, mm-hmm. you know, right. compromised because you're trying to save some money at this
right.
point. So at the end of the day, Donald Trump was scheming systems, so just figure out how he was doing that
mm-hmm.
before. He didn't get caught up.
Exactly.
Y'all do the same thing, but mm-hmm. why would you compromise America for it, you mm-hmm. know? But they had, I just had seen that too, and I'm like, it just...
And it,
crazy.
It brought out the whole thing that, oh, so if Donald Trump is, that means all these, based on the tax cut,
yeah.
millionaires, they paying $750 a year, basically.
Exactly.
$750 a year
in
taxes, and I'm paying more, so they standing on my back.
You keep the rich rich.
That's crazy.
Exactly.
So now, with this election,
mm-hmm.
it's about to even out.
Gonna,
we about to even out the playing field a little
yeah,
bit. We about to have a little bit more money in our pocket.
But that's what he said. He said that. That's why he said he wanted to put a focus on the middle class. Because it
mm-hmm.
seemed like when you're poor, you got all this assistance.
Mm-hmm.
When you rich, you have enough.
When you're right in the middle, you can't
but
get
when you
anything.
Right, you kind of feel like you can win for losing.
I go back to like last week. I tried to apply for furlough or whatever. All the government workers, they apply for food stamps. Got it. They got,
mm-hmm.
you know, they ain't got no kids. Here go, these women are 40 to 50,
mm-hmm.
their kids out the house, all this. I still had kids in the house, everything. I bring in about $5,500 a month. I can't qualify for anything, and I have two dependents. I'm like,
nothing.
Still last week, I can't qualify for nothing.
Nothing.
I'm like, this,
right.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, because you should be able to get something.
I can't get anything. Not even daycare assistance, no food stamps. I'm like, I can't even get a food stamp.
I didn't understand why we can't apply for food stamps.
Like, give me a percentage, because even when I was doing like this stuff with the they were like, okay, all our kids are at home, right?
That's yeah. So it should be some extra for everybody.
They were like, well, your kid has to apply for a free lunch. Well, right now in Illinois, at least every kid gets free lunch anyway.
Mm-hmm.
They
right.
don't do it based off income.
Right.
So
yeah.
my thing is that if they were able to get assistance, then why can't I?
Why can't I?
You
exactly.
wouldn't ask for my money
yep.
to see if they got free lunch, so you
right.
give out this free money.
Right.
So our show was like, okay, let me see. No name, too. But I was like, you know, why not? Like, in my head, if we're
yeah.
talking about a fair
exactly.
system, but
exactly.
that's the issue. It was not. I'd be like, are you serious? Like, okay, well, I
yep.
tried it.
Yep.
But, you know, but that's the issue is that they is not built on fairness. And it's honestly to keep the poor, poor, the rich, rich, and the middle class. You're going to stay where you had a struggle. Because
mm-hmm.
either you're going to struggle and you fall under, or you're going
to
figure out a way
how to get up there.
But
we're not going to make it easy.
You're going to be a steady, it's a survivor mode.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that to hear that too was refreshing, because I think that's what a lot of Americans, a lot of people feel when it's like you get out of college, or whether you start your own business or you do things, you finally make it out of, okay, I'm not poor, but this, you know, I'm trying to hold on to what I got. And then it's like, then what? So a lot of people, when you let your foot off the pedal, then you're going this way. And then it's like, unless you try to kill yourself every day to keep up or exist
right.
something new or
right.
have 10,000,
you're never gonna get ahead.
You're never gonna get ahead. And And it shouldn't feel like that.
That's why I'm sitting here working three jobs to do it for a state. And just to even make it right. Mm-hmm. And then and go down to healthcare is why I picked up the other job, because where we at with as a contractor, they want to charge us $600-$700 a month for insurance for the same one. I can go, if I go somewhere else and work, that I can get for $133 for everybody. So I'm like, a month.
And paying all that much, and that's
insurance. Yeah.
Right. Because
you
get hit with a deductible or out of pocket. Like, what exactly did you do?
Mm-hmm. Right. And film money you
got to
pay out of your pocket.
What are you paying for?
It's cheaper for me to pay it out of my pocket. Yeah. Right. Than to pay that money. Exactly.
Because I'm not, thank God, I'm not, you know, sickly or anything like that where I need the insurance so bad. Thank God.
But just imagine, you know.
Right.
Imagine
look at all that money I'm giving them, and then the insurance sucks anyway.
You know, it's definitely, and I think that it's time for some type of change, you know, so I think that's the biggest part. That's it, because at the end of the day, he has final say, he's been in control. This has been a part of his plan, and he's been playing in certain rooms, and so I think that he's given us a sign of hope. I feel like it's far from hope, you know. It's just crazy. But I'm so happy he out, and he's so mad.
How you didn't see it coming? Yeah. I've been mowing with them main people posting.
Y'all seen the one when he walked up to the mic, he had his phone and he played the song.
Bye bye, baby.
Lose your job.
Oh, I didn't see that one.
I didn't hear that one.
It's a rap song,
girl. Oh, good.
And he was dancing.
Yeah,
he was.
Girl.
I think they
so funny. You about to lose your job. That's what it was.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't hear that. I seen one that was like, Biden put on Bye Bye Baby. Bye Bye Baby. Yeah, bye.
They changed me.
Girl,
that's been the funniest stuff.
I like the one where it said Trump said,
"Give me back my $1,200."
Oh yes, that's right.
So now we ain't get the. So that's another thing. So now we ain't gonna get that second check because he didn't.
I think Biden got my $200.
But Trump's not gonna sign it.
But Trump held it anyway.
Yeah. He said I'll sign it after the election. Yeah. Yeah. So now he's not gonna sign it.
Right. That's like basically,
we'll see what happens. I'm gonna keep Biden comes straight out. He said I'm gonna identify a team. We gonna have a blueprint.
Yeah, we're gonna watch it until January 21st, which was clear because I'll be in.
You don't think he, and like he said, yes, I'm a Democrat, but I would hold. What he say? I would not hold back, and he said I'm gonna go to Bredington to make sure we're good. So he don't mind about what money he's gonna put into it. Yeah. He said because we're gonna combat this COVID issue before we get started with anything else.
Mm-hmm.
He said that if you can't, you know, basically have a sense of family and work and have stability, how could you build on anything else?
Yeah.
And so he and I was like, you can't do nothing but respect that. But no, they was outside the White House playing that.
The whole crowd was singing something.
They were singing wacky. But they were saying wacky ass president.
I know he sent somewhere with his arms folded. Mad as hell. Pimp power. That's what he do.
Even the news reporter speaking a little more freely today.
He mad at Fox News.
Yep.
Behind that one news guy, and he told him to fuck off. I about died because he came up with a Trump mask on. And then he was like, "Is this fake news or is this real news? What are we reporting on today?" And the news guy turned around, on camera, and then he turned around with his big smile on his face, like, "Yeah, we did that." Like, so everybody was like, "I know that's right," because when have they did that? You know, they've always entertained the racism.
Mm-hmm.
They have always entertained that because if not, Trump will come back and be like, well, it's freedom of speech.
Mm-hmm.
They have a right to, you know, to do this. And they're
they condoning it. Yeah. They don't shut it down. That's why it's so crazy now.
It's like, are you serious?
Did you guys hear about the white guys that got in their truck with all their ammunition going to Pennsylvania?
Yes, I did.
Excuse me. Excuse me. Because they voted for Biden.
They wanted to try to kill them people so they could
finish the vote.
Yep.
Damn.
And
they had intercepted and arrested him.
Somebody
rounded
them
out,
and they caught him.
Really?
They had like 100 rounds of ammunition, girl. And everything.
Yeah,
we had,
they
was going
like.
How old is she?
She's 7.
Okay.
She's
little.
Yeah. She's
little baby.
Yeah. She's 7 and my son 14. Oh, Alex Trebek.
Oh, he did.
Oh my God, what's on his Jeopardy. Yeah.
He had cancer. He had cancer. He's been battling for heavily for like 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, pancreatic.
Yeah, you know, that's no cure for that.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't catch it in the beginning, there's no cure.
My son's grandmother had that. It was mm-hmm. Really sad.
Yeah.
I was dying when I said you were about to make it.
Now I gotta get me a master's, got 44 on this side and 46 on that.
Yeah.
Wow. I know a girl that make masks. I'm gonna give me one like that.
That's what we need.
44 and 46, baby. Yes. We in there. Mm-hmm.
I
started crying yesterday. I don't know about y'all, but watching the speech, I was speechless.
I know. I watched it.
I sat there and was crying like,
she
oh my God, he's so amazing.
And then I told him,
go ahead, she's talking about something. I said, go ahead. That's our president. I said, that's so sweet. Oh my God, that's great. Like, they got a new truck. That palisade is nice by Hyundai, though, too. No, that's by Hyundai.
They got a new truck. It almost looks like a Jeep, but not really. But it's cute though. You sleepy? I got used to that suction.
She numbed out.
You gotta do that side. And you know.